When King Meets Prince. Tonight, he's rocked, he's shocked. He's been telling us to party like it's 1999 for 17 years. The artist formerly known as Prince is our guest. A music world original, next on Larry King Live. It's a great pleasure to have with us tonight the artist formerly known as Prince. His first album in 3 years has just been released. It's called Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic. There you see the cover of the CD. And for the artist, the obvious first question is, why 3 years? Well, there's three things I wanted to get out of my system. Mainly, the Crystal Ball Project, which was a reissue of a lot of the bootlegs that have been coming out all over the world. I am probably one of the most bootlegged artists out there. I wanted to clean that up and get the real good mixes out. Let people hear what they're really supposed to sound like, if ever given the chance to complete them. So that's the reason for this space of time? Yes, we did a couple of other projects. I was working with Chaka Khan. I did an album with her and with Larry Graham. She's terrific. Yes, she is. What can an artist do about bootlegging? The best thing you can do is go back and get those mixes again and fix them up the way you always saw them completed. And then, you know, reissue them. Does the listener know if they buy one of these in Germany that this isn't what you intended? A lot of my so-called fans do, and they actually thrive off the fact that it's stolen property, you know. You would admit to being an unusual personality. It depends. Well, let's say you're different. As compared to what? As compared to most people in, let's say, show business, you're an unusual person. Most people don't get famous with one name and then change it, right, would you say? What's the story on that, by the way? Well, I had to search deep within my heart and spirit, and I wanted to make a change and move to a new plateau in my life. And one of the ways in which I did that was to change my name. It sort of divorced me from the past and all the hang-ups that go along with it. I was, as it's been well chronicled, in deep dispute with my record label, which is Warner Brothers, right? Yes. Who owns this network, I might add, just to throw... Oh, they do? Yes. We had some issues that were basically about ownership of the music and how often I was supposed to record and things like that. We got along otherwise. We just had come to a head in those types of... So there was no clash about what you would record or what kind of music you were singing, etc. None of that? No, no creative issues whatsoever. And they were gracious enough to allow me a very wide palette to, you know, put colors onto. About the highest risk one would think someone who gets famous would take is to drop the name that got them famous. Well, that was one of the things that I dealt with, is that I really searched deep within to find out the answer to whether fame was most important to me or my spiritual well-being, and I chose the latter. Was it difficult to not be what you had become known as? You mean... I think, well, let's say, the only other famous person I know who did this was Cassius Clay. He's a dear friend, and he changed his name to Muhammad Ali as heavyweight champion of the world. That was incredible to change your name. That was due to a faith belief. But he wasn't selling records. He was in the ring. As long as he won, it sold. You, though, a person in show business, is almost dependent on recognition. You stopped being Prince. Well, that's a good point. I pretty much wanted to be dependent upon God. And when you get the inner calling to do something, and you know that you're being inspired by God, you pretty much know you'd better answer that call or suffer the consequences. Do you think this was God-inspired as well? I do believe, yes. Okay, next question.